Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am here to inspire you all to know that you are a powerful creator and you can have anything that your heart desires. Thank you so much for listening in, and happy manifesting. This show is sponsored by Victoria Johnson Coaching and Training Academy, home of Heal Your Life Teacher and Coach Training in Canada. I took her training a year ago and was blown away by how truly transformative it was. Not only do you get the tools that Louise Hay taught herself, but you will become certified with Victoria in a program that is authorized by Hay House and was approved by Louise Hay herself. Also, check out Victoria's number one bestseller, Do That and Then Some, transform feelings of less than to more than enough, which is now available on Amazon. Visit thetraining.ca for more information. That's thetraining.ca. Thank you so much, and definitely check her out. Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And as always, I'm so excited to bring amazing people to you who share their journeys around how the Law of Attraction has changed their life, and all in the hopes of helping you to change your life. So today's guest, her name is Amber Jane Arquette, and she is a modern day medicine woman. She is trained in shamanic healing. She's an expert in the use of essential oils and is the author of Plant Wisdom, Everyday Spiritual Practices with the Most Common Essential Oils. And Amber is such a beautiful ray of light. I met her at a networking event, and we've kind of gotten to know each other, and I even went to one of her events. And so I'm just so excited for you to be here. Thank you, Amber, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. This is really fun. And you too. I've just enjoyed meeting you and getting to know you from the start.
Awesome. I know. I met you, I was speaking at that group, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was so fun.
Here and also hear that you were a fellow author.
Yes, I know. We're both new authors. So we're definitely needing to share a book. So I'm glad you were sharing it on this podcast. But before we get into the details about what you do, first tell everybody, how did you come into the Law of Attraction and how has it changed your life?
Well, I feel like I got a big jump start on everybody because my mom actually was into the Law of Attraction really early on in my life. And I would say about 11 years old, I think we started going to a metaphysical science church, or some people are more familiar with like the Unity Church.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so they talk about the law of attraction and positive mindset and how what we think is a reflection of what the world gives. And so just like kind of all those metaphysic tools of creating the life that you really desire. So I feel like I got, you know, like kind of a, like I said, a jump start on all of that because we went to school, or I went to church there and did some Sunday school growing up. And then even when I was in high school, I did some of the courses that they offered on just like that real positive affirmations and things like that. And so I feel like throughout my whole life, I've really just leaned on those tools. I think that's what makes me so positive and hopeful. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like that was part of my natural gifts and why I like am now working in the realms of shamanic, you know, as a shamanic practitioner, is because I've always been just so hopeful of humanity. And knowing that we have this huge, you know, ability and this power to create through the Law of Attraction and through the way that our mind thinks. So later in high school, I read books on law of attraction. And as I got more popular in my 20s and 30s, I would do just tons of things. And then the last, I would say, like 3 years of my life, there has been a little bit of a more intense and expansive pivot around how I use the laws of attraction.
So what, tell me more about that.
So I'm not sure if you know her, but I started hearing from a woman called Maru, Isabella, I think is how you pronounce her last name.
I've not.
And she was talking about how it's kind of like, in the way I talk about it now, and I talk about this in my ritual on the new moon monthly events, because I like to help people use these tools, which I'm sure you are fantastic about sharing, is like, there's a certain like little tricks that, and tips to using that law of attraction, and how can we do it in such a powerful and clear way, you know, clarity. Some of the formula I'm sure you talk about is having that emotion in your body. So there's a resonance. But Maru was really talking about the capacity to receive, which I thought was so fascinating. And at the same time, I had started my schooling through Light Song, 21st Century Medicine and Shamanic core shamanism. And there was this concept about how not only did we have to think in terms of visualizing us having the things we wanted or experiencing the things we wanted, having that emotion, like starting the emotion of love and growing it into romance and like playing with those emotions, using all the tools, but also like energetically, how could we expand our capacity to actually receive it? Because I don't know about you, but like when I get to the, you know, it's kind of like when me and my husband bought a house in 2000 and we were 25 years old. Were our friends buying houses at the time? No way. Like, and so we were like seen as this like really successful couple that was buying a house, and it almost didn't fit into kind of our party group of friends that were being more free and traveling. And so it started to feel uncomfortable. And I noticed that when Marua was talking about this, like that's sometimes what keeps us from really manifesting the things that we want, is that when we get to those, like the comfort zone of our success or abundance or whatever area it is, like that lovability, we get uncomfortable and we kind of close in the container. Like, I'm comfortable here with just making this amount, or I'm comfortable here with just being loved in this way. But what if we can breathe into that discomfort and expand the capacity to actually receive everything we're really wanting?
And that's kind of an upper limiting thing. You know, whenever we reach and we're outside of our comfort zone, it's one of our ego's tricks to say, no, stay in comfort zone. It's bad. You know it. We are comfortable with what we know. Even if we're miserable, we often stay there because we're comfortable. And so I love, this is a different way of looking at it. So tell us more. I love this. This is a good conversation.
And I would say like that, the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks,
yes,
you know, where he talks about
love that book.
Like that was also a really like ding, ding, ding. What's happening here? Like what can I do differently? And then Maru's voice came in, and then some of the spiritual teachings, and it was all kind of weaving this concept of how can I use mantras to really embody, almost embody the feeling and the openness and get comfortable in the discomfort so that then I acclimate, right? So like when you turn up to the heater up to 80, or okay, a better analogy is like, I'm about ready to go to Mexico and you know, it's been 40 and 50 degrees and this morning was all icy in Portland, Oregon. And I'm gonna go to Mexico in a couple of weeks and it's gonna be hot. And I'm gonna be uncomfortable for probably 5 days at least, you know?
I don't like heat, so I'd be uncomfortable the whole time, probably.
So it's gonna take me a while, but because I know there's joy on the other side of that, that I'm gonna work through it.
Let's stay here though. This is a really good conversation because Amber, when I read The Big Leap, I sat on every single word he said. Cause I'm like, okay, I know I do that upper limiting. I know I stretch. I'm a stretcher cause I'm such an action girl and I will stretch. And then I've sabotaged my life so many times. And reading that book made me realize I don't have to sabotage anymore. So what you're saying, what tools can you give people so when they're that upper limiting or they're that reaching out of their comfort zone, what right here, where can you help them?
Well, I think in two major ways. One is something they can do on their own, which is like going back into compassion and tenderness for self. Mm-hmm. Like right away so I've been doing that with my book a little bit because it's really, this book is about me coming out as you know, a kind of a psychic person. And that word makes me feel uncomfortable as a spiritual leader, a little more comfortable with that word. I wanted to like, okay, get the book out. I'm so excited. And then I wanted to shrink and hide and get really quiet again. Mm. And instead of staying in that shrinking place is kind of asking myself, what is the tender loving care that I need right now? Is it a salt bath? Does it mean I need to go to talk to somebody who loves my book, who tells me how much it's needed in the world? Like, what is that self-care piece that will help me kind of feel safe enough to step back into the discomfort of the expansion and the growth? Mm-hmm. And then second, I'm so big on the essential oils because I notice that they support me not only energetically and emotionally, but they support the physical cells in my body to help me feel safe and powerful and everything's working okay. And I feel like if we can get that trifecta of our body feeling really resilient and strong and powerful and healthy, mm-hmm. and then we can kind of soothe those emotions of whatever's coming up for us. And then energetically kind of connect back into spirit, which is one of the things I talk about in the book is living ritual daily, because I see the oils as this direct connection between the physical world and the spiritual world, because mm-hmm. it's connecting into that energy of energetic, spiritual, emotional, but it's also a physical thing that we put on our physical bodies.
You know, it has to be, because I've heard so many stories. In fact, we just had a speaker at this group we were at this last weekend, where she talked about her epilepsy was essentially, her seizures stopped when she started using essential oils. And that's after years of medications. And mm-hmm. I've known lots of other people who've had miraculous things happen with essential oils. And I don't know a lot about them, but I do love all the stories that I hear. And so, but I do think there's got to be a connection. And my soul coaching teacher, Denise Lynn, she was also a big essential oil person. So it's somewhat, I wouldn't say it's mainstream yet, but it should be, right?
Oh, it's getting there fast. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, there are tons of articles now, and almost every wellness line has their own line of essential oils. And I would say the thing that really stood out to me, so I use a specific brand of essential oils. And the reason is because I'm energetically sensitive. And that's one of the things that I do is I can tap into a room. I can read people's energy to help them, you know, find the parts that need some rebalancing or realignment or healing. Mm-hmm. And so with the essential oil brand that I use, I found that not all oils are the same. And we haven't had our hands on an essential oil like this before, because the frequency is so pure and is so high and complex, which is actually what we want, mm-hmm. because our bodies are dynamic and complex.
Yeah. And we can tell everybody's doTERRA. So just so people know, totally. I have a good friend who's really, has been very successful in the doTERRA world. And she's mm-hmm. actually spoke in my group years ago. But I've heard that many a times about that brand. So
yeah,
it's valid. It's valid.
It blows me away. And I know that there's, small distilleries and things out there, but, Yeah, it's just interesting. The energetics of these oils is what surprises me so much.
Yeah. So I kind of want to go back to, because this is such a good conversation for my listeners, on how to receive when you feel uncomfortable. Because that is a really hard thing to get past, that discomfort. And just so people know, by doing self-care, right, and loving yourself and finding what you need, what happens then when they do that, those steps?
Mm-hmm. I think once we go back into, because what I experience for me is when I'm pushing an upper limit, or I'm getting into that space of expanding my capacity to have the things that I really want, that it boils down to feeling safe, feeling lovable, feeling enough, feeling worthy. And so if I can get down to that lower, you know, like, what is it I'm wanting right now? Well, I'm really wanting to feel safe. So what are the ways that I can do that? Right. Mm-hmm. So does that mean I need to go to a loved one? Does that mean I need to make sure that maybe I'm in a practice round? Maybe I only go give my book. And I did start in the beginning, only sharing my writing with people who I felt safe enough to give me some really good feedback without feeling exposed or hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then that's what, once I started getting that great feedback, then I was like, oh, I can totally bring this out to the world and not feel so sensitive about people who it may not resonate with.
But it also allows the universe to bring the attract to you all that you are asking, because you are not in resistance anymore. And the thing is, most people don't understand, you know, they're like, I do law of attraction and it's not working. I don't know why it's not working. I hear this all the time. And the biggest thing is because we're often putting up our blockage, we're putting up our resistance. And so these little things you're telling people to do will help decrease the resistance. And when we decrease our resistance, then we allow what is supposed to come into our lives, which is all really good stuff, right?
Yes. So I love the resistance piece, because let's take it to that place where I am a big hider. I've been a hider my whole life because my gifts have been out of the ordinary. And there's been a lot of, like, you know, well, witches were burned at the stake, right? And those are moms and daughters using herbal medicine in the home. That's not even like witchy people doing curses or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So like this fear of mine and this wanting to hide and not be a shining light goes back to that resistance. So what if, let's replay the scenario of me like writing this book, and then I go and I put it out in a whole bunch of places to be like, I'm doing the action, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not always about action. It has to be action and the inside environment.
That's good.
There, and inside I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm going to run home and hide in my house and not, you know, respond anything about the book because I'm so scared to be seen. Then that's telling the universe, I don't really want that book out there. I don't really want people to read it, and I don't want it to be a success, because truly I want to stay safe and unseen.
Oh, that is so good, Amber. Just recognizing that is huge. And because I think I've done the same thing with my book, because people tell me all the time, like, why didn't you tell anybody about your book? I'm like, oh, because I think deep down I feel like I'm a fraud. Like, what? I'm not a writer. What was I thinking about writing a book? And it's very vulnerable of me, because I really share myself in my book. And so part of me is I don't say anything, because I think I do the same thing as you. So that's a really good revelation. And people told me left and right, it's a great book. So I just need to just sit with that and be like, it is. And I am a writer, and you are a writer, and you know, we should be very proud of ourselves for writing our books.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort and organization. Oh my gosh. But I want to go back to that point of like, the outside actions really do have to mimic that level of resistance, the level of openness, and the inside environment. So like, really make sure before you take an action that the energy behind it, the emotions behind it, and the belief systems behind it are in alignment, are matching. Because you can't, like, it's like going up to a friend or somebody that's you don't really like and saying like, nice hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good analogy, right?
You know, it's like, they know that you do not feel what you're saying. So the universe, I feel like the law of attraction works in that same way. Is like, so build yourself up to take the action. Don't take the action necessarily first. Uh-huh. Like, build up the inside belief system, the feeling and the environment, so the action is within line. And then, oh my gosh, the magic can happen so much faster.
Yes. And it does. It literally pulls you at that point. It pulls you. It's crazy. That is so beautiful. I love how you, that makes perfect sense to me. Hopefully to everyone who's listening too.
Yeah. And I think with that, it's like the baby steps. I think that we don't have to be experts right away, that we can give ourselves permission to practice. Mm-hmm. We can practice in safe places, and that we can do it in baby steps. We don't have to, you know, like, I think there's been this really masculine way to do business, to be successful, to accomplish goals. And there can be more subtle, more, you know, almost feminine ways to approaching goals. And for me, you know, that looks like really testing out my writing with an audience and seeing how people respond to it, seeing how I feel about it. How can I deepen my belief that what I'm writing is truly beautiful for people? Mm-hmm. You know, what are the things that I need to make this feel like it's something ready for the world? And how can I have such a deep belief system that, that I'm speaking my own truth, mm-hmm. so that when people ask me, you know, really, you think the On Guard Protective Blend is a king of legions that helps you with being integrous and accomplishing anything you set your mind to? Like, yeah, I do believe that. Like, mm-hmm. there's no doubt. And use, you know, and through the use of the oils, and I use a journey method to the oils to get the spiritual message. Like, all of those things were small steps to me having that huge belief system.
And you followed your intuition day by day, and it just unfolded for you, it sounds like.
Yes.
This gift of yours. Yeah. Yeah. And I just really believe that you are on a journey right now that is just going to get better and better. Because for one thing, I love about you, Amber, is your authenticity and your love. And that's, to me, the key for a good life, is to be authentic and come from a place of love always. And that's how you present yourself all the time. So
thank you.
I appreciate that.
Amazing compliment.
I want everyone else to be able to get in touch with you and get some of your juju. So how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is www.amberjanehealing.com. And you can see what I offer there. You can find Plant Wisdom, which is what's the subtitle? It's a long one. It's the spiritual, everyday spiritual practices for the most 10 common essential oils, which is going to be a series, and you can find that on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Facebook, and I have a page there, and I'm on Instagram too, Amber Jane Healing.
And I will put all of these in the show notes so people can look there, but thank you so much, Amber, for this. This was, I learned so much by this conversation. I cannot wait to practice the self-love when that upper limiting comes, because it still comes with me a lot. So
yeah. Well, I think that's part of life, right? We're ever expanding.
We are.
That piece of uncomfort is ever really going to go away. We just get better at mastering how to maneuver and really accessing our tools.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also love learning more about essential oils. So I know you and I are going to connect later off air and find a way to collaborate. So I'm really excited about that too.
Yes.
So, well, thank you. Thank you for being here and sharing your beautiful self. And thank you everyone for listening in. If there's anyone here listening who wants to be on the show so you can share your passion around law of attraction and how it's changed your life, I would love to hear from you. Just go to michelle-joy.com. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E joy-joy.com. And I hope you all have a wonderful, self-loving day and happy manifesting.
Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. Everyone that I interview inspires me so much, so I hope they inspire you too. I wanted to share with you some of the things that I have available to you because I'm here as a resource and I want more than anything to help you on your journey and to live the law of attraction as fully as possible. So I wanted to share with you, I just opened up a Facebook group called Law of Attraction for Happiness, and it is a closed group. If you join in, you have a wonderful resource where we can connect with each other, tell me where you're from. You know, one thing I hear from people all the time is they don't have their tribe. So I'm determined to find the tribe, bring you all together, because there's so many people listening from all over the world. So that would be a great way to connect. You can share what you have, what you do in this world. It's a great way of standing out, but it's also a great way of connecting with others from all over the world, people who believe in this stuff. And I love that I have the ability to help you all do that. Secondly, I have a book called Thrive and Shine, How to Find Happiness When Life Falls Apart. And I wrote that book when I went through my divorce, and it was about the step-by-step process on how I got from misery to true happiness through law of attraction, through self-love. And it's a self-help book, so every chapter has lessons, but I share it through my own journey. So it's a very personal experience. So I'm excited to share that with you guys. And that is available on Amazon, but I will share it, it'll be on my website, a link to it. And next, I have a video series called 365 Days of Joy. I've mentioned it many of my podcasts, but I want you to know that it is a resource for you as far as inspiring you to live in your joy. And each lesson, every day I try to give something to people just to inspire them. But if anything, it just inspires you to remind you to live every day with joy. And then I also do coaching. I do one-on-one coaching, group coaching, you name it. I love the law of attraction, and I'm here as a resource. If you were interested in getting a free discovery session, even just to talk to me and see how I can help you, I would love to hear from you. Again, those resources are on my website. And then finally, I have a 5 ways to raise your vibration fast. That is one of my freebies on my website, as well as other goodies. I have guided meditations, including one on how to manifest money. It's a brilliant guided meditation. Just saying, I listen to it myself and it's my own voice, really powerful. And also I shared some other videos that inspire me. So all of these can be found on my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I hope you know that I'm here for you. Send me an email if you have any questions or comments, or just want to just talk to me and tell me what's going on. And just go to michelle@loamiraclemindset.com to send me an email. And all this information will be on the show notes. So thank you again for listening. And I hope you have a fantastic day and happy manifesting.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.